Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
If you just think about a moment, that was it. The moment's over. That's how quick we are here. He said, our light for affliction, but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So if you, the things that you're going through, remember, it's just for a short time, and you are representing Christ. Remember, peace is not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of God in the midst of trouble. God will give us peace down here, and what we have to do is continually focus on Him. Satan wants us to get our focus off Christ, but we need to place it on Jesus Christ. And He tells us our affliction is light, and it's only for a moment. But listen to this. While we look not at the things which are seen, you look in that mirror, you see this, you're getting that wrinkle, you look at that, you're leaning over, you're getting a little slower, you look at that, your hair getting gray. He said, don't concentrate on that. It's just a shell. That's going down. He said, but while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. That inward man that He talked about earlier, that is renewed every day. And as Spike said, he says, come quickly. Amen. He's inside. He's just saying, come quickly. He said, for the things which are seen are temporal. It's just temporarily. It's going to fade away. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And verse 5, here we go. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle, that's your body, were dissolved. We have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Oh, so your current little body may be going down. But we look forward to that new body, not made with hands, that He's going to put us in. And we're ever going to be joined with Him. So I want to encourage you today. I know everyone, death has touched everyone in this room, no doubt. But we know that one day, death will have no more power. Death will have no more sting, as verse 55 of 1 Corinthians 15 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The world don't want to go through Jesus Christ. They talked about there's all different ways to get to Jesus Christ. I was listening to it on the radio today, coming in to hear today. People talking about there's many ways to get to heaven. I'm going to tell you here, and I want you to listen. There is but one way to get to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, and people say, hey, that way is narrow. You're right. He told us that way is going to be narrow. He said, narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and broad is that way to lead to destruction. We know that Jesus Christ is one day going to crack open that sky, and we're going to hear that loud sound, and we're going to be changed, and we're going to go meet Him in the air. I don't know when it is, Don, and what day. Only thing I know is going to happen. But I tell you, when the morning comes, I tell you, you know, He is the light. He is that light. He's going to say, come up. Who knows what it is? But remember, you know, with the earth, even though there's light here, it's always dark on one side. It's because the earth goes around the sun. So it might be light for you, but it might be night for another person. But whatever, Johnny, if you believe in Jesus Christ, when you hear that sound, you're going up. And if you've already went ahead, you're going to be already coming back with us. So the changes already took place for you. So find comfort when those that are in bereavement during this time, let them know that there's going to be a day that we can see our loved ones, but most importantly, we can be in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.